This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
A well-known producer of a Spanish wine varietal in the Pacific Northwest had his opinion changed for life. Intrigued? More on this story after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma valleys. You'll receive first-class VIP treatment 24/7, visit 9 awesome wineries, and meet some legendary personalities, and it even includes sailing aboard an America's Cup yacht. Participation is very limited, so get all the details by clicking on the clearly marked link at grapeencounters.com. Vintners' grapes are like their children. They are to be appreciated for their quality, pure, bright, and colorful for sure, and respected. They envision their wine sipped by appreciative, knowledgeable lips, aware of its perfection. A wine grower in the Pacific Northwest believed his prize wine, created exclusively with one grape varietal, needed to be sipped that way. It would be blasphemy to use this grape for blending. However, a trip to Spain and a festival opened his eyes. He had discovered sangria. His next winery fiesta party back home astounded his guests. There he was, pouring estate wine into a large punch bowl loaded with fruits and ginger ale. The purest had been defiled. The smile on his face reflected the fun this vintner was having, diluting his prize wine so others could enjoy it in a new and exciting way. So, as the saying goes, what comes around, goes around. Cheers. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.